Now more.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
And at 923, look who's here. And he brings gifts. This is Dr. Oz. You see his show every day on Fox 5 at 1 o'clock. And Michael, he brought these dummies into the studio. And Natalie said, we already have two dummies. Dr. Oz.
Hilarious.
What's happening?
I'll tell you what I brought this. So it's my 10th season, you know. And I thought, what can I do with my 10th season that's emblematic of what I really care about, which is saving lives. And CPR is probably the best example of how we messed up in America. And just to be clear before you start knocking your head, the main problem is you see someone collapse, you run over to them, there's saliva coming out of their mouth, maybe they just vomited because they're dying,
right?
And you're not going to do CPR because you don't want to get your mouth in their mouth. That is just reality of CPR today. It's changed.
No
more mouth-to-mouth. It's only hands only. All the major societies are supportive of this. In New York City, as an example, chance of surviving if you collapse, less than 10%. We should be three times that. So next time someone collapses, run over to them, shake them to make sure they're out, point to someone, say, you go call 911, and then get your hands between their nipples. Go ahead and do it right now. Let me say you do it.
Between the nipples.
Between the nipples. You lie on a flat area.
Yeah.
All right. And then you start to push down in between the nipples. Have hands halfway.
In between the nipples. Both hands.
Both hands.
Just with your thumbs?
No. Your palm, hands. The palm.
The palm, both hands between?
Yes.
Okay, and push down.
And push down. And the reason that I say that is because you need to be able to put enough force down that you might actually break the ribs. And that's okay.
That's how I'd be afraid to break the ribs.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
So what's the motion? So it's like, it's one hand on top of the other.
One hand on top of the other, right between the nipples, in the sternum, that breastbone.
Right.
And you push down hard enough, you should go down about 2 inches. And you go at a rate of about 100. Len, if you go at that pace, you're not doing anything. There, 100.
If he goes any faster, you're going to have to administer CPR on him, Dr.
So what does this actually do?
So all you're doing is making sure that blood doesn't stay in the heart, that it keeps getting pushed around the body.
I see.
And you can hold your breath for 20 minutes. Literally, people have done that. All you got to do is get the blood moving until help comes, and then they'll come and save the person's life. And there are countless lives. Right now, listeners have had lives saved doing this. And when do you stop?
Yeah, when do you stop when they come?
Only when they come.
Only when you keep going until the emergency people are
and alive. And the rate is basically staying alive, staying alive, 100 times a minute. Go fast. Hum to yourself. Keep going until someone comes.
Have you had to do this?
Many times.
Really?
What's your success? Is your success rate better than 10%?
Much better than 10%. But I'll tell you, the biggest surprise of all to most people is the person whose life you save is someone you know. That's who you hang with.
Right.
70-80% of people drop dead at home. The life you're saving is someone you love dearly.
Wow.
And you can't be afraid to break the ribs. That was always my hesitation. I think you want to break the person.
They're alive. Yeah, they'd be dead without you.
We're going to show. We have this video that we've been videoing this in the studio. We're going to put this up on the site. This is great information. This will show you how you do it. It's not mouth to mouth. It's Dr. Oz did it better than I did. Riedel, I couldn't see what you were doing.
Speaking
of life-saving maneuvers, there's this, you may have seen the news, there's a big article in our huge journal, New England Journal of Medicine, about this little clip that you put inside the heart from the groin like a stent that helps people with heart failure.
I don't put it in there.
No, you don't. But actually, just to this full disclosure, I actually patented this many years ago when I was a young surgeon.
You patented this?
Yes.
How many years ago?
20 years ago.
So why is this now getting some attention?
It takes that long, and that's part of the reason I bring it up. It takes a long time for new ideas to get commercialized. Columbia University, New York Presbyterian Hospital, the places where I practice still, we're all involved. It took a while to get larger companies
show
to do
this.
Clinical
Let's
trials.
Get video. Let's get video of this. Show them how it works, because we'll put this on the site. This is fascinating.
But if you have someone who has heart failure, who has a problem with their valves, instead of opening their chest up to do heart surgery, we can just put this clip in through the groin, open it up, catch the leaflets of the mitral valve, and close it. And it showed you can reduce the chances of going to the hospital in half and the chance of dying by almost 40%.
But this has to be done in a doctor's office by a doctor, obviously.
It's not in a hospital. But the bigger point here is American medicine actually works. It's a 1-2 punch. We need people to stay alive, do CPR, keep them alive, get them to the hospital, and then technologies in medicine have advanced so dramatically now that we have the ability to get people through things with minimally invasive procedures that they can go home the next day with. So things like cancer, which 10 years ago when we started the show, it was a bad news story.
Yep.
Nowadays, we got a show this week on matcha tea, believe it or not. The ancient Japanese tea ceremony tea actually reduces cancer cell growth. Some of these, vitamin D, big controversy around that. One of the things vitamin D does, we believe, is help your body's immune system function better. And so it can fight off things like cancers and infections. So there's advances we're making daily, but they have to be partnered with lifestyle solutions. And that's really the essence of why America should be a healthier nation.
So when you have something like vitamin D, you can get that in the sun, but then you're told, well, don't be out in the sun very much because you might get skin cancer.
I take a little thing every day. That's one. That's part of my regimen. So it's just a little pill.
That's personally what I would do, take a pill. But there's controversy because a lot of people are getting their bloods tested to see if their vitamin D levels are low, which sounds good, but it's expensive. Mm. And I think the reality is if you're older or have frail bones, get the level checked, make sure your number's adequate. But for a lot of people, just take the vitamin D. And I actually am okay with a little sun exposure. 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day is fine. Some folks with darker skin, that's not enough. If you live in the cold weather, you can't go outside in the wintertime. So this time of year, start taking vitamin D. Mm.
Does vitamin C help ward off colds?
It's unproven. I take vitamin C personally, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure.
Dr. Oz, always a pleasure. We're going to put these videos up of your invention as well as our proper way to do CPR. We're going to have it all up on our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. What's this? What are you giving
this
us?
This is
here?
Matcha tea. A toast to you guys to your longevity.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy. Matcha tea. It's going to fight off cancer?
It's really hip now. Check it out.
Wow. No, that's all right.
It's kind of good, too.
That's all right.
Oh, now he comes.
That's all right.
Oh,
I need it the most.
Thanks, Doc.
Take care.
We'll see you on Channel 5 at 1 o'clock this afternoon.